Showers and thunderstorms will occur across the Midwest as we move forward through the next full week, and there will be some field work, but it's not likely to be very aggressive. The majority of the region will be impacted by rain at one time or another, but this morning we've got mostly dry conditions occurring in the eastern Midwest, with the exception of a small little pool of shower activity in east central Indiana and west central portions of Ohio. There's also some rain that's occurring across eastern Nebraska, northeast Kansas, parts of Iowa, and up northward into western Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas. These areas will continue to be the focal point for rain and thunderstorm activity as we move forward through the next few days. The temperatures this morning, rather warm for this time of the year, running in the upper 60s and lower 70s across a big part of the Midwest. The coolest air, if you want to call it that, is out in the far northwestern part of the Corn Belt, where there were a few upper 50s this morning. The outlook is for the temperatures to stay fairly warm over a big part of the next 5 to 7 days, and that is probably the single most important part of the forecast, because when it's not raining, temperatures will work their way up into the 80s, and that will help to firm up the soil, allowing for some field work to take place. We don't expect it to be an aggressive week of planting, but there will be some progress made around the showers that occur. Rain totals by this time next week will only vary from around 3/4 of an inch to about 1.5 inches across parts of the eastern Midwest. So if we can get the precipitation to distribute in such a manner that there are a few days of sunny weather in there with temperatures in the 80s, we should be able to get a little bit of field work done. The western Corn Belt, a little different story. Some of the rain is likely to be heavier there and more persistent, more frequent. We'll expect areas in Iowa, Nebraska, northern Kansas, northeastern northeastern Kansas and northern portions of Missouri, northward all the way up into Minnesota, Wisconsin. We'll likely see the heaviest rains. We'll see some totals by this time next week running 1 to 3 and some local 4 and 5 inch amounts. There will be the potential for some local flooding. Field work is expected to be not advancing very well in some of the western Corn Belt locations, and it looks as though the temperatures there will still be warm also, but with a greater amount of frequency and rainfall, the temperatures will not be able to warm much further than they have in recent days, with reaching up into the upper 70s and lower 80s primarily. Low temperatures at night should be falling back into the 50s and 60s most often, and it looks like in hard red winter wheat country, there's going to be still some ongoing concern about excessive amounts of moisture while the crop is filling, maturing, and getting ready for harvest, and there will be some delays in farming activity in some areas across the southern plains because of rainfall frequencies increasing. There will also be concern about grain quality in some of those wetter areas in the southern plains, and central plains will probably see some increase in scab and rust occurrences. In the other side of the country, down in the southeast corner of the nation, we're going to see a net drying biased environment still prevailing for a while. This will be in the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin area over to northwestern Florida and eastern western portions of Georgia. These areas will see little to no precipitation for a while and will allow for the soil to firm up a bit. One last area in the U.S. of interest is in the northern U.S. plains, where there's a dry area from western North Dakota and extreme eastern Montana into parts of Manitoba, Canada, and this region will see some rain from two disturbances that will occur over the next 5 to 7 days, and that will help to patch up the issue there with dryness for a little while. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.